Kate, you were my nurse navigator at Common Spirit St. Anthony Summit Hospital. How long have you been in the nursing field?
Oh, I have been a nurse for 13 or 14 years now, relatively new to the oncology world, just about a year and a half, actually.
So this is not your specialty?
This was not. I was in pediatrics and a whole plethora of other things, but oncology just kind of gravitated towards it, and I have been so happy ever since.
It's really an important role in somebody's life that you play as a nurse. And I think coming from someone that's going through a cancer journey myself, it feels really important and really like you have a safety net when there's somebody guiding you. And that's where I thought, that's what I assumed your role was. You really were guiding me, other patients. How would you describe your role as a nurse navigator?
Yeah, so nurse navigator is exactly that. So we're typically registered nurses, and our role and function is to be that support person for you for that journey, someone that you can call, you have my direct number, and I can talk you through all the education, your medications, what the day-to-day is going to look like, and what Dr. Biggs says about different questions and concerns. So I'm really hopefully there as your point person to help you through your whole journey, which is really complex and a lot of layers to your oncology journey.
As a new cancer patient starts to sort of unfreeze from the news of their diagnosis, it's scary, overwhelming. Are there any sort of general questions that you do get as a new patient starts this journey?
Yeah, you know, some that instantly come to mind are the heavy ones. How long do I have to live? Should I start preparing my wills and, you know, talk to my kids? It's another one. How do I tell my kids? So that's always a hard one for me, but I think that it goes well. After we're done, they're ready to talk to their kids, and I can provide resources, of course. That's another huge function of my job. When can I expect my hair to fall out? Is a huge one. Or, you know, how can I help other people around me? Which I always found really interesting, because it's like, well, you're the person that everyone needs to focus on now. You're the person that you need to focus on. And my patients are always like, no, how can I help people around me understand what I'm going through? How can I best support my caregivers? Which I just think it's the most incredible question, but it is one that I get quite often, is how can I support those around me?
Is there anything a new patient should not do or should do, just black and white?
Yeah, I mean, I always get the question of should I look into like what this means? And I usually say no. Let's write down questions. Let's talk to the team about them. Don't go on a deep dive with Google. A lot of patients come with an abnormal mammo or an abnormal biopsy before they come and see us, so they've already gone down that rabbit hole of what this could mean. And I would just, with the HIPAA and the Cures Act, patients have access to their medical records before we even can see them. So they come in with all these preconceived notions of what this means for them, and that's not necessarily the case. I know it's impossible not to look at your records, excuse me, and test results and such, but unless you're medically trained, you could decipher so many different things based on one thing. It could have nothing to do with what our team is going to recommend. Yeah. So I would recommend trying to stay off of your health records and trying to stay off of Google. Talking to friends is helpful, but sometimes that's not so helpful.
Is there anything that you can share you've witnessed for activities, nutrition, things to do for a successful outcome?
Yeah, this is a really common question as well, and it's different for everyone. I would say exercise. I mean, I just did a presentation on this, and there's a plethora of reports and articles and clinical trials that are coming out, the benefits of exercise in moderation. Healthy, well-balanced diet, we're always going to say that. The hydration, of course. And then just surrounding yourself with things that you enjoy to do, things that bring spark joy, and people that support you and love you. I think those are like the big factors that I usually recommend.
A little bit switching gears to the clinical side of diagnosis in cancer. Is there anything that you are reading that you think is promising for new treatments, new drugs to help with side effects? You know, is there anything sort of that you're excited about, a new trial for the future, or anything that's sort of getting implemented now?
Well, yes. That's a huge question, though, and that's something that I love about oncology, is that there are so many clinical trials. There are so many new drugs being experimented with clinical trials, being introduced to patients. There's so many different factors with oncology treatments, with mutations, with how cells grow and how the patient's going to respond to them. I mean, it is just always growing. So it's hard to pinpoint one specific one. But the clinical trials that are coming out through like UC Health, I mean, everywhere, but MD Anderson's also another big one. There's really exciting stuff. And it's, I think from now to five years, we're going to have a lot of different recommendations for patients.
That's great. I love that. You know, it just as I'm sort of wrapping up here, I thought that I, if you don't mind Kate, touching on, as a nurse navigator, there's lots of questions as far as treatment, but also the insurance aspect, mm-hmm. and sort of, you know, the money that's mm-hmm. involved and insurance and all those loopholes. Is that something that you as a nurse navigator help with?
Yeah, it's part of my job for sure, helping navigate patients through this huge financial burden is something that I really try to take accountability for. There's, you know, these medications are so expensive and the insurance companies love to deny. So a lot of my job, I would say a quarter of my job, is spent processing denials and going through appeals and setting up peer-to-peers and saying, no, this patient really does need this medication and it is the recommended standard, and just arguing with insurances. And then there's lots of different grants in the communities. There's lots of different ways we can tap into resources. So finding those fits for that particular patient and, you know, their insurance is, yeah, a huge part of my job.
Awesome. Kate, what do you love about your job besides, you know, helping patients get through this process? Is there anything, you know, is there anything you care to share about the wonderful world of oncology that you get to be a part of?
That's another really big question. Why I became a nurse falls right in line with this role. I mean, I became a nurse, and I think nurses become nurses so that they can help people. And I love being that point person through someone's journey and being like the person they can depend on. I really love that about this particular job. And also the gift that patients give me, that tomorrow isn't necessarily promised. And it's a daily gift for me, and hopefully that I can give back to them, that today is today and tomorrow is tomorrow, and live today the best that you can. Not saying you need to go drop off an airplane or quit your job or whatever, but just that gift of that patients give me, of that life is precious.
Thank you so much, Kate, for taking time to come in and chat with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.